हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनाववतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने। ओम यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। इन तैत्रीय उपनिषद द फर्स्ट चैप्टर नुन शिक्षावली वी हैव सीन फर्स्ट सिक्स अनुवाकाः, फर्स्ट सिक्स सेक्शंस। वन वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन द उपासनम्स, సగుణ బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసనం అథవా హిరణ్య గర్భేశ్వర ఉపాసనం. ఆఫ్టర్ ఇన్వోకింగ్ ది హిరణ్య గర్భ సింబలైజింగ్ ది ఎంటైర్టీ ఆఫ్ సటిల్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ అపాన్ వ్యాహృతీస్, దెన్ వి ఇన్వోక్ ది హిరణ్య గర్భ as the one obtaining as one's own self in one's own mind. In the previous upasanam, we saw Antarhridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. In the seventh section also, we are going to see one more meditation, Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. So we are seeing only meditations on Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma, as Hiranyagarbha. See, Virat Upasanam is also Sagunam Brahma Upasanam, Ishvara Upasanam. Let us remind ourselves of that definition of Upasanam. Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha Upasanam. What is Upasanam? After completing these sections, you should not forget this definition. ఉపాసనం ఇత్యుక్తే కిం? వాట్ ఈజ్ ఉపాసనం? ఉపాసనం మీన్స్ సిట్టింగ్ నియర్, బీయింగ్ సీటెడ్ నియర్. వి నో ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సెంటెన్స్ వెరీ వెల్, ద వర్డ్ వెరీ వెల్. ఉపాసనం ఈజ్ అ వర్డ్. సో ప్లేసింగ్ ది అటెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ నియర్ భగవాన్ ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ ఉపాసనం. దెర్ఫోర్ మెడిటేషన్ హియర్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ meditation on Ishvara only. Sagunam Brahma or Saguna Brahma, it's another word for Ishvara, is always object of meditation. So Saguna Brahma eva vishayaha yasya manasa vyaparasya saha manasa vyaparaha upasanam. So meditation, otherwise called dhyanam or upasanam, is that is a mental activity in which the object of meditation is, object of focus is Ishvara. And Hiranyagarbha is a title attributed to Ishvara in the form of the entirety of the subtle manifestation. So samashti sukshma prapanchaha means the entirety of the subtle universe. Look at the entirety of the subtle universe as Ishvara. You say subtle universe means what? The totality of minds, totality of intellects, totality of powers, subtle powers, powers of organs of actions, powers of organs obtaining as instruments of knowledge. So samashti, totality of karmendriyani, totality of jnanendriyani, totality of minds, totality of intellects, totality of pranas. So samashti sukshma prapanchaha, everything is Ishvara. All the minds are Ishvara. Every mind is Ishvara. All intellects are Ishvara. All minds are Ishvara. You can say totally all antakranani are Ishvara. So all ahankaras are Ishvara. The essence obtaining in every mind is Ishvara. All physiological functions are Ishvara. Other individuals, they say Ishvara samashtihi, the totality. So samashtihi is inclusive of vyashtihi. Vyashtihi means individual. Samashtihi means total. Samashtihi is inclusive of vyashtihi. Even though vyashti is not inclusive of the samashtihi, vyashtihi is part of the samashtihi. Samashtihi is inclusive of the vyashtihi. Therefore, here, without the sukshma, there cannot be sthula. Without the subtle manifestation, there cannot be gross manifestation at all. Therefore, invoking the grace of Ishvara in the form of samashtihi itself is inclusive of even gross also. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha Upasanam is here discussed. In this seventh section, Saptamaha Anuvakaha, Hiranyagarbheshwaraha is invoked upon worlds, devatas, and the elements. Which means, first we see the worlds as Hiranyagarbheshwara, then we see devatas as Hiranyagarbheshwara, then we see all the bhutas as Hiranyagarbheshwara. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is in this upasanam invoked upon five factors of three groups. You know, Hiranyagarbha is invoked in the form of five members of three groups. Now, anything consisting of five can be said to be panktam. Panktam, anything pertaining to five is panktam. Therefore, this meditation upon Hiranyagarbha in the form of five members of three groups is said to be Pankta Brahma Upasanam. Pankta Brahma Upasanam or Pankta Brahma Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. The difference between the previous Upasanam and this Upasanam is, in the previous upasanam, we saw Hiranyagarbha as the one obtaining as one's own self, as the one available for recognition in one's own mind. Therefore, the upasanam was known as Antar Hridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. Whereas in this section, we are going to see Hiranyagarbha as the one obtaining in the form of five members of three groups, which means all that is here consisting of five factors, everything in this universe consisting of five factors is a thing but Hiranyagarbheshwara. That is the understanding we are supposed to have finally. So In this section, Upanishad itself, Upanishad itself or itself, presents this upasanam, stating that Hiranyagarbheshwara here is invoked differently. First, you're going to see the Loka Panktam, then we'll see Devata Panktam, then we'll see Bhuta Panktam. So, not only Hiranyagarbha, in this Pankta Brahma Upasanam, not only Hiranyagarbha, the Samashtihi, Samashti Sukshra Prapancha, Samashtihi is in the form of five members of three groups. Also, the Vyashtihi is also presented here as the one obtaining in the form of five members of three groups. Thereby, the Samashtihi Hiranyagarbheshwara has to be invoked upon the Vyashtihi. Let us see the mantra first before we understand. Then we can understand clearly what is being said here. Let us see the mantra first. This whole section presents the mantra wherein the three groups are mentioned, and each group consists of five members. So three groups, each group consisting of five members are mentioned first. And what are those three groups? Each group consisting of five members is a thing but Hiranyagarbha. This is Adibhuta Hiranyagarbhopasanam. At the same time, in the same section, we'll see another set of three groups mentioned. And each of those three groups also consists of five members pertaining to the Vyashtihi, which is known as Adhyatmam. So Adibhuta Panktatrayam, then Adhyatma Panktatrayam. We are going to see three groups of five members each, which stand for Samashtihi. We are going to see also three groups of five members each, which stands for Vyashtihi. And later on, this Samashtihi should be, Samashti Hiranyagarbha should be meditated upon the Vyashtihi. So Samashti Panktatrayam means there is a set of three groups of five members each, which are said to be Samashti Panktatrayam. Then there's also a set of three groups of five members each, known as Vyashti Panktatrayam. This upasanam will help us see, even at the subtle level, individually is non-different, non-separate from Ishvara. We are helped to see at the subtle level also, there is only Ishvara. There's no such a thing called individual. There's none called individual who is independent of, away from, apart from, outside of Ishvara, the Samashtihi. Puja Swamiji always used to say, seeing the Vyashtihi being non-separate from Samashtihi, even at the material level, gross level, subtle level, and the unmanifest level, then of course, absolutely, at the level of the ultimate truth, is seeing Ishvara as the whole. So even from the gross level also, we can see every individual human being, every individual being is non-separate from Ishvara at the grossest level also. The subtle level also, there is no individual is non-separate from Samashtihi, the total. Seeing this individual being non-separate from Samashti Ishvara will help one thin one's bloated Ahankara. Finally, we arrive at the ultimate reality, how essentially Ishvara and Samashti and Vyashtihi are one, then the thinnest Ahankara can be resolved easily. Got it? This is the purpose of this meditation. Let us understand first the mantra. So Samashtihi here is the entirety of the subtle manifestation, subtle universe. This entirety of the subtle universe, which lends existence to the entirety of the gross universe, is looked upon as Ishvara. Then the title attributed to Ishvara is Hiranyagarbha. That Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbheshvara, who alone is in the form of the Samashti Prapanchaha, is looked upon as the one obtaining in the form of three groups of five members. And each group of five members is known as Panktam. Therefore, the three Panktams. Parallelly, Upanishad also presents another three groups of five members each. Therefore, the set of three groups of five members is known as Pangtatrayam. A set of three groups of five members each is said to be Pangtatrayam. Finally, the meditation, the upasanam, is presented in the form of the non-separateness of the Vyashtihi from the Samashtihi. Finally, the upasanam is presented in the form of oneness of the Samashti Hiranyagarbheshvara and Vyashtihi, individual. Macrocosmic Panktatrayam is non-separate. The microcosmic panchatrayam is non-separate from macrocosmic panchatrayam. That is going to be brought to light towards the end through this meditation. Therefore, the meditation itself, the upasam itself is known as Pangta Brahma Upasanam or Pangta Hiranyagarbheshwaro Upasanam. Okay. Let us read the mantra first. Very simple, nothing to get confused here. Not like other upasanams. Okay. Prithivyantariksham Dyaurdishorvantaradishah. Prithivyantariksham Dyaurdishorvantaradishah. Agnirvayuradityaschandramanakshatrani. Apavoshadhayo vanaspataya akasha atma ityadhibhotam athadhyatmam prano vyano pana odana samanaha chakshushrotram manovaktvak charma mamsagam snavasthi majja yetadadhi vidhaya rishiravochat pangtam vayidagam sarvam pangte naiva pangtagusprunotiti. Okay. This is all the mantra. So here iti saptamaha anuvakaha. Does see the first line, prithivi antariksha, antariksham prithivi, first member. The first group of five members are mentioned first. The first group of five members, prathamam pangtam. Prathamam pangtam is what? First group of five members. What are they? Prithivi, antariksham, dyauhu, dishaha, avantara dishaha. Have you found them now? Prathamam pangtam is very clear. Very simple. What is that first group of five members? Prathamam pangtam, first group of five members, consists of the worlds. The first group of five members consists of the worlds. Therefore, the first group is known as lokapangtam. So first is, there's a mention of lokapangtam. Prithivi, antariksham, dyauhu, dishaha, avantara dishaha. Together we say avantara dishaha. What are they? Prithivi, earth. Antariksham, intermediary space. Dyauhu always swarga, heaven. Then dishaha, the four directions, the four quarters. Four quarters means not all the ten, the four main directions. Dishaha. Because dish is a singular word. Dish, singular. Dishaha, plural word. Dishaha. Dish, singular. Dishaha, plural. Then avantara dishaha. Together say avantara dishaha. Avantara, avantara dik means what? Avantara dik, avantara disha means intermediary quarter. Avantara disha, intermediary quarters. The first group of five factors or five members consisting of the earth, intermediary space, heaven, the four main quarters and the four intermediary quarters. Prithivi, Antariksham, Dyauhu, Dishah, Avantara Dishaha. These five members constitute the Prathamam Panktam known as Loka Panktam. Okay, next. Agnir Vayura Dityas Chandramanakshatrani. Agnir Vayura Dityas Chandramanakshatrani. Agnihi Vayuhu. Agnihi Vayuhu. How Visarga becomes Repa, make a note. Agnihi Vayuhu Adityaha Chandramaha Nakshatrani. Agnihi, I not translate. The fire, Vayuhu, the air element, air. Agnihi Vayuhu Adityaha, the sun, Chandramaha, the moon, Nakshatrani, the stars. Agni, Vayuhu, Adityaha, Chandramaha, Nakshatrani, stars. So the second group of five members, or five factors, is what? Vitiyam Panktam. A second set of five members, second group of five members, consisting of fire, wind, fire, air, sun, moon, and stars. You constitute second group of five members known as Devata Panktam. First you have Loka Panktam, then Devata Panktam. Agnir Vayura Dityas Chandramanakshatrani. The second set group of five members together constitute Devata Panktam. Then next. Apavoshadhayo Vanaspataya Akasha Atma. Apa Oshadhayo Vanaspataya Akasha Atma. Here Apaha Oshadhayaha Vanaspatayaha Akashaha Atma. See where Visarga becomes dropped, make a note. Apaha Oshadhayah Vanaspatayah Akashah Atma. So Apaha waters, Apaha Bahuvachana Shabdaha for waters. Oshadhayah Oshadhihi singular, Oshadhayah plural, Oshadhayah all. Can say enter vegetation here, but still Oshadayaha herbs. Vanaspatayaha Vanaspatihi tree singular. Vanaspatayaha trees. Akashaha space. Then Atma. Here the word Atma in the, please make a note, the word Atma in this context, in this sentence does not mean mind, does not mean the consciousness. Here the word Atma stands for Virat. What is Virat? the entire gross universe, looked upon as Ishvara, is said to be Virat. So here, the whole Virat, Ishvara itself here, forms part of this third panktam. Okay? Apaha, waters. Oshadhayaha, herbs. Vanaspatayaha, trees. Akashaha, space. Akash is singular word, you know, because space is one. Atma means Virat. So these five members, Apaha, Oshadhayaha, Vanaspatayaha, Akashaha, Atma, waters, herbs, trees, space and Virat constitute the third panktam known as Bhuta panktam. The third group of five members constitute Bhuta panktam. Got it? Now, all these three panktams, all these three panktams stand for samashtihi only. Samashti panktams. The first panktam, loka panktam, samashti panktam. Devata panktam, samashti panktam. Bhuta panktam is also samashti panktam. Therefore, it is said, iti adhibhutam, ityadhibhutam. Now, all these three first panktams, first three panktams, which come under the category of adhibhuta panktams, said to be samashti panktatrayam. Samashti panktatrayam. A set of three groups of five members known as samashti panktatrayam, which comes under the category of adibhuta panktatrayam. The first set of three groups of five members constitute Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. You ask, well, who is Hiranyagarbheshwara? What is Hiranyagarbheshwara? Set of three groups of five members of each, the whole, all samashti panktatrayam together constitute Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. Hiranyagarbha alone is in the form of all these three panktams. Okay, next. Athadhyatmam. So when you say adibhutam, what does it mean? Adibhutam means pertaining to the universe, external universe. So all these, all this means a set of three groups of five members each constitute the external universe. You say external means what? All subtle manifestation. Atha means what? Now, we have to look into what now? The Adhyatmam. Adhyatmam refers to the Vyashtihi. Adibhutam refers to Samashtihi. Adhyatmam refers to Vyashtihi. Therefore, Atha Adhyatmam means here begins things pertaining to the individual body. Athadhyatmam. Three groups of five members each pertaining to the individual body now begins. அத அத்யாத்மம். அத்தாத்யாத்மம். Now, what is the first? Now, Vyashtipangtam. We have seen three Samashtipangtams. Adibhuta Samashtipangtams. Now, we'll see Vyashtipangtams. Vyashtipangtams. Three groups of five members each pertaining to the individual body. Prano vyano pana udana samanaha. Prano vyano pana udana samanaha. Pranaha vyanaha apanaha udanaha samanaha. Pranaha vyanaha apanaha udanaha samanaha. I'm sure I need not translate. Pranaha stands for, the word pranaha is a name attributed to the vital air governing the function of respiration. Vyanaha is the name attributed to the same vital air governing the function of circulation. Apanaha is the name given to the same vital air governing the function of excretion. And Udanaha is the name given to this vital air governing the function of retention. And Samanaha is the name given to the vital air governing the digestion, or governing digestive system. Okay. Prano vyano pana udana samanaha. Now these five, the pancha pranaha, pertaining to every individual, the individual body, form the first panktam, vyashti panktam. And this is called Vayu Panktam. Why five physiological functions are five systems governed by the vital air, enjoying five names, form the first members of the first Panktam. Therefore, the first Panktam is known as Vayu Panktam. Vayu Panktam. So, Vayu Panktam, consisting of five physiological functions, comes under the category of the Adhyatma Panktam, is the Vyashti Panktam. Okay. Chakshushrotram manovaktvak. Chakshushrotram manovaktvak. You don't need to go back and see it again. In the class itself, it must become very clear, very simple. Chakshushrotram manovaktvak. Chakshuhu, shrotram, manaha, vak and tvak. So chakshuhu stands for both the powers in both the eyes, or you can say the eyes. Then shrotram, even though this shrotram is a singular word, still you take it as both the ears. Manaha, mind. Vak, the organ of speech. And tuk, the organ of touch. So these five, chakshuhu, shrotram, manaha, vak and tuk. These five, second group of five members, these five members constitute Indriya Panktam. Second group of five members is known as Indriya Panktam. Vyashti Panktam, Indriya Panktam. Vayu Panktam, then Indriya Panktam. Thereafter, we will see சர்ம மாம்சகம் ஸ்நாவாஸ்தி மஜ்ஜா. சர்ம மாம்சகம் ஸ்நாவாஸ்தி மஜ்ஜா. சர்ம மாம்சகம் ஸ்நாவாஸ்தி மஜ்ஜா. சர்ம ஸ்கின், தொக்கு அண்ட் ஸ்கின், வாட் இஸ் த டிஃபரன்ஸ்? தொக்கு இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஸ்கின், சர்ம இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஸ்கின், வாட்ஸ் த டிஃபரன்ஸ்? ஹியர் தொக்கு இஸ் அ இந்திரியம், சட்டில் பவர் அப்டெய்னிங் இன் த ஸ்கின். ஹியர் சர்ம இஸ் ஹியர் ஸ்கின். தட்ஸ் வை தொக்கு இஸ் தி சட்டில் பவர், தி ஆர்கன் ஆஃப் டச். வெரஸ் சட்டில் பவர் த இந்திரிய பங்கம். தி சக்ஷு சீயிங் பவர் அப்டெய்னிங் இன் போத் தி ஐஸ். Shrotram, the power of hearing obtaining in both the ears. Mana, that's why power is one, that is chakshu and shrotram, not simply eyes and ears, okay, not the golakams. Subtle powers, chakshu indriyam, shrotra indriyam, then manaha, of course internal manaha, antahkaranam, we know, mind. Then vak, subtle power of power, organ of power obtaining the organ of speech. Thwak is subtle power of touch. So indriyam. That's why indriya pangtam. Whereas now charma is skin. The golakam skin. Mamsam. Mamsam. Mamsagam. Magam sagam. There's some people just say. So mamsam. Meaning what they say, we won't take the sound, gum sound, for meanings. Mamsam, muzzle. Mamsam is the flesh. Mamsam is flesh. Snava. Snava is muzzle. Asthi. Not asthi. Okay, asthi exists verb. This is asthi, bone. Then majja, bone marrow. Asthi, bone. Majja, bone marrow. Even in Tamil we say majjai. In Sanskrit majja. Okay. These five are panchadhatavaha. Panchadhatavaha. Therefore, the third vyashtipangtam, the third vyashtipangtam consisting of five members is known as dhatu pangtam. Dhatu pangtam. Charma, mamsam, snava, asthi, majja. Dhatu pangtam. In this manner we have three pangtams pertaining to the samashti. Tihi, known as adhibhutam. Three pangtams pertaining to the individual as adhyatvam. We have three, a set of three pangtams, samashti pangtams, set of three vyashti pangtams. That's all. That's all mentioned in mantra now. Now, finally, the instruction is given. Yetadadhividhaya rishiravochat. Yetad adhividhaya rishihi avochat. Rishihi kim avochat? Rishihi avochat. Yetad adhividhaya, adhividhaya means what? Having brought to light these, having brought to light, having revealed these three sets of five members each, three groups of five members each, of the world's devatas, Bhutas pertaining to the Samashti, and also set, three sets of five members, each pertaining to the individual. Having brought these two Panktams, Samashti Panktams and Vyashti Panktams to light, having brought these to light, having revealed them, Rishihi Avochat. Rishi said, what did Rishi say? Panktam va idagam sarvam. Panktam va idagam sarvam. Idam sarvam panktam. Panktam va idagam sarvam. Pangtam vai idagum sarvam. When you break it, when you read it, vai only becomes pangtam vai idagum sarvam. So vai means what? Indeed. The vai that becomes sandhi rule, it becomes va. Pangtam va idagum sarvam. Idam, this, sarvam, all. All this is indeed pangtam. So all these are indeed panktam means what? Fivefold. The Hiranyagarbheshwara. Therefore, pankte naiva panktagasprunotiti. Pankte naiva panktagasprunotiti. Pangtena eva pangtam sprunoti. You want a simple sentence to understand the meaning? Pangtena eva pangtam sprunoti iti rishihi avochat. Etadu adividaya, having revealed all these, three groups, both Samashti and Vyashti members, consisting of Samashti and Vyashti members. Rishi kim avochat? All that is here is pangtam. All these are indeed pangta, means fivefold Hiranyagarbheshwara. Therefore, pangtena eva pangtam sprunoti iti avochat. He said, thus, pangtena means what? With the support of the pangtams, with the support of the pangtam, sprunoti. Sprunoti is a present tense verb. We should take it as a potential mode verb. Sprunoti. With the support, with the aid of these panktams, the three groups of five members, each group consisting of five members. Sprunoti. Sprunoti means dhyayet. One should meditate upon what? Panktam. With the help, the aid of these panktams, one should meditate upon panktam Brahma. Hiranyagarbheshwara, that is the meaning. This is the literal meaning of the mantras we have understood. Very literal. Is it clear? To know what is here, you must. The instruction is very little. Towards the end, the instruction is given. Rishihi kim avochatu. See, without having revealed these panktams, he can't expect you to meditate upon. So first he presents what are the samashti panktams, samashti panktatrayam, vyashti panktatrayam. He first mentioned. Samashti panktatrayam stands for Hiranyagarbheshwara. One Hiranyagarbheshwara, samashti ishwaraha alone He is looked upon as the one who is going to meditate upon the Samashti Panktatrayams. Then the individual also is divided into three groups of five members each. So Vyashti Panktatrayam also is mentioned here. Then having informed about these Panktams, Etad Adhividhaya, and the Rishi said, he has to say, his instruction is given. Panktena eva Panktam Spranoti. May one meditate upon the Panktam Brahma with the aid of these Panktams. So who should be the Alambanam? Who should be the Upasya Devata? So Vyashti Panktams become the Alambanani support. So with the support of the Vyashti Panktams, one should meditate upon Samashti Pankta Hiranyagarbheshwara. Why? Because all the T-series Panktam Brahma. Idam Sarvam Vai Panktam Brahma. All this indeed is Hiranyagarbheshwara. All these indeed are Panktam Brahma. Okay. Let us read Bhashyam now. Very simple. Yad etad vyahrityatmakam Brahma upasyam uktam. Earlier, the Hiranyagarbheshwara, Brahma upasyam uktam. Earlier, Hiranyagarbheshwara was presented as the object of meditation. Which Hiranyagarbheshwara? Vyahrityatmakam Brahma upasyam uktam. So Hiranyagarbha alone was said, was presented in the form of Vyahrutis, was mentioned as the object of meditation before. Tasya eva, of that same Hiranyagarbheshwara, tasya eva, idanim, prithivyadi panktaswarupena upasanam uchyate. So the meditation of that same Hiranyagarbheshwara, idanim, now, is mentioned. Meditation in the form of what? Prithivyadi panktaswarupena. Meditation of the same Hiranyagarbheshwara now is presented in the form of fivefold objects. Prithivyadi panktaswarupena. Swarupena, in the form of tasya eva means what? Idanim, now. Upasanam uchyate. Meditation is mentioned of that same Hiranyagarbheshwara. Meditation in the form of fivefold objects such as earth, etc. Tasya eva Hiranyagarbheshwarasya prithivyadi panktaswarupena upasanam uchyate. Idanim upasanam uchyate. Puram upasanam uktam, before meditation was mentioned, of which the object of meditation was Hiranyagarbheshwara in the form of Vyahrutis. Now the meditation is again of the same Hiranyagarbheshwara in the form of fivefold objects such as earth, etc. Is it clear? Okay. Tasya eva idanim prithivyadi panktaswarupena. Prithivi adi panktaswarupena upasanam uchyate. So object of meditation is the same Hiranyagarbheshwara, but what are the, in the form of what? Hiranyagarbheshvara in the form of Vyakritis was, meditation on Hiranyagarbheshvara in the form of Vyakritis was mentioned before. Now, meditation on same Hiranyagarbheshvara in the form of fivefold objects is mentioned. Okay. Panchasankhya yogat panktichandaha sampattihi tataha panktattvam sarvasya. See, here in one line, Shankara Bhagavatpada very quickly and briefly analyzes the word panktam. He says, the meditation, for this meditation, why numbers 5 is specifically chosen? Shankara Bhagavatpada's analysis is this. Why panktam? Why only panktam means a group of 5? Why only number 5 is chosen uniquely or specifically? It could have been number 3, it could have been number 5, number 7, number 8, any other number. He says, Pancha Sankhya Yogat. Pancha Sankhya Yogat. Pankti Chandaha Sampattihi. We'll see here. Panktihi, a specific reason he gives. The number 5 is a very unique number. All numbers are Ishvara. Any number is Ishvara. Ishvara is no number. All numbers are Ishvara. So every number is auspicious only. But number 5 is specifically auspicious. The two reasons we are going to see here. Panktihi chandaha. The Vedic mantras are set to meters. Vedic mantras also have meters. Vedic mantra is called a chandas. The meter is also called a chandas. And one of the meters, the Veda mantras are set, known as Panktihi. Panktihi is a name of a meter. How Gayatri is a name of a meter. We have so many meters, Vedic meters. There, Gayatri is one of the meters which you know very well. Gayatri meter is that which consists of 24 syllables. In the Savitri mantra, we have 3 sentences consist of 8 syllables each, totally 24 syllables. And here, Panktihi is a meter. Meter having 5 syllables. And also 5 lines also. A mantra consisting of 5 lines and each line having 5 syllables is known as Panktischandaha. The name of Chandra is Panktihi. If a mantra consists of 5 lines, each line having 5 syllables, then the meter in that mantra is known as Panktihi. Pancha Sankhya Yoga means what? Due to the connection with number 5. Because of the connection with the number 5, this meditation also is similar. Meditation is similar with what? The Vedic meter. Vaidika Chandas, known as Panktihi. This Upasanam is similar with a Vaidika Chandas, Vaidikam Chandas, Vedic meter known as Panktihi. Panktihi. So what? That specific meter Panktihi. Panktihi, if The specific meaning of pankti is the mantra. That mantra must have 5 lines and each must consist of 5 syllables also. Okay. Therefore, what? Tataha pangtatvam sarvasya pangtatvam sarvasya pangtatvam. Everything in this universe, everything in this entirety of the universe enjoys the status of being a group of 5 or 5-fold. Everything in this entire universe enjoys the status of being a group of 5, a group of 5-fold. Sarvasya pangtatvam. Okay. This is how Shankara Bhagavad Pada introduces here. And one more, this is the first reason he gives. Everything in this universe enjoys the status of being a group of 5, he said. And this number 5 is specifically taken because of, due to the connection with the number 5. This meditation has the meditation is similar with the Vedic meter known as Pankti. First reason we understood. The second reason he says, the Vedic ritual known as Yajnaha is also otherwise said to be Pangtaha. Any Yajnaha is also said to be Pangtaha. Another word for Yajnaha is Pangtaha. Why a fire ritual, Yajnaha, Vedic form of worship, is said to be Pangtaha? Because a ritual also involves 5 members, 5 factors. In performing a ritual, if a ritual has been performed, definitely there must be Yajamanaha, the person for whose sake Sankalpa is done, who pays the Dakshina, okay, is Yajamanaha, number 1 factor. Then Yajamanasya Patni, the wife of the Yajamana. Patni, second. The third factor is what? Agnihi, without which you can't offer oblations. Agnihi, the third factor. The fourth factor is what? Mantras chanted. Mantras chanted from the fourth factor. And also, the fifth factor is Dakshina. Again repeated, Yajamanaha, Yajamana Patni, Agnihi. The fourth factor, we have two fourth factors, we have two things. Sometimes the ritual is performed. Before we begin the ritual, one has to invoke the Devata mentally. It's called Upasanam. So Upasana Sahitam Sahitaha Yajnaha. Therefore, Upasanam or the meditation done before beginning the ritual, that forms the fourth factor. Or we can say mantras involved in performing the yajna. And the fifth factor is dakshina. So because any yajna definitely involves these 5 factors, yajna is said to be pangtaha. Shankaracharya says, pangtascha yajnaha. And to make it very clear, he quotes from Taittiriya Brahmanam. Panchaksharaha panktihi pangto yajnaha iti shrutehe. He says, in Taittiriya Brahmanam itself, iti shrutehe means what? There is a statement of a shruti. Shrutehe vakyam. There is a statement of the Shruti, Veda, In the portion called Taittiriya Brahmanam, it is said, Panchaksharaha Panktihi, the meter Panktihi consists of five syllables, five lines and five syllables in each. So Panchaksharaha means five syllabled meter is Panktihi. Panchaksharaha Panktihi. Panktaha Yajnaha. The meter Pankti consists of five syllables. And Yajnaha is known as Panktaha because Yajna involves five factors. This statement is from where is it? This is a statement of the Veda in the portion called Taittiriya Brahmanam. Therefore, what? Because of two reasons. The ritual is Vedic ritual is known as Panktaha because it involves five factors. And the Vedic meter is also known as five Panktihi, consisting of five syllables. Because of this, number five is very unique and is definitely all the Vedic students, people who study Veda, they will know the significance of number five. Therefore, here, in this Upasanam, the Hiranyagarbheshwara was looked upon as the one in the form of five factors, five members. And not one group, we have three groups. Each group of five members constitute Hiranyagarbheshwara. All the five members of all three groups constitute Hiranyagarbheshwara. One Hiranyagarbheshwara alone is looked upon as the one in the form of five members of all three groups. And we also understand the individual also as the one consisting of five factors. So the five factors of three groups of the individual also are mentioned here. Panktascha yajnaha panchakshara panktihi pankto yajnaha iti sutehe. Now you understand why specific Shankara Bhagavatpada specific analysis to state why number five has been specifically taken. Why Upasanam itself is known as Pankta Brahmopasanam. See, Samashti Hiranyagarbheshwara, Samashti Sukshva Prapanchaha. The Ishvara Bhagavan is the one who is looked upon as the one who is in the form of Samashti Sukshva Prapanchaha, means that Hiranyagarbha, the whole has to be visualized by us. Therefore, to help us, Upanishad presents three groups of five members each. Okay. Tena yat sarvam lokadi atmantam cha pantam parikalpayati yajnameva tat parikalpayati yat sarvam lokadi atmantam cha pantam parikalpayati yajnameva tat parikalpayati. See, parikalpayati, what does it mean? Visualizes, imagines, meditates upon, is the meaning of this verb parikalpayati. A person becomes the meditator of the yajna. The person visualizes the yajna. How? A person visualizes everything in this entire universe in this in a fivefold way, as fivefold objects. In this manner, then he actually visualizes the yajnaha. யத் சர்வம் லோகாதி ஆத்மாந்தம் ச பாந்தம் பரிகல்பயதி. So yat means here yaha, we break it as yaha, departs whoever visualizes everything in this universe in a fivefold way. How? Lokadi atmantam. Loka adi means what? Beginning from earth up to what? Atmantam up to the atma. We see the mantra I can make out. Prithivi antariksham. That the word, first word is prithivi. What the last word there? In samashti pankta upasanam, atma. In three meditation, the three panktams, the first word, the first panktam is prithivi. The last word of the third panktam is atma. So prithivi adi atma antam. Prithivi adi atma antam means what? Beginning from earth up to atma, if a person visualizes everything in this entire universe in a fivefold way, as in these three groups, okay, beginning from earth to atma, then sa yajñameva parikalpayati. That meditator actually visualizes yajñaha only. Tena yajñena parikalpitena panktatmakam prajapatim abhisampadyate. Very quickly he talks about the benefit. Mantra does not say anything. Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary he says, what is the benefit of visualizing everything in this universe in a fivefold way? Okay, beginning from earth to atma. As Ishvara, what's the benefit? He visualizes yajna. So what's the benefit? Tena yajnena parikalpitena. So here the word yajna is what? Tena yajnena parikalpitena panktatvam prajapatim abhisampadyate. Tena means what? As a result of visualizing everything as yajna, everything in the form of yajna. Tena yajnena parikalpitena panktatmakam prajapatim abhisampadyate. Padyate, abhisampadyate, pratisam padyate, sampadyate, abhisampadyate. Two prefixes. Padyate, sampadyate, abhisampadyate. Abhisampadyate becomes one with. Becomes one with whom? Prajapatim. He attains Prajapati. Who is Prajapati? Hiranyagarbheshwara. The person attains oneness with Prajapati Hiranyagarbha, the Lord of all beings, who alone is in the form of these three panktams. Who alone is in the form of three panktams. Loka panktam, devata panktam, and bhuta panktam. Panktatmakam prajapatim abhisampadyate. So if a person practices pankta brahmopasanam, he attains oneness with Hiranyagarbheshwara, who alone is visualized, who alone is meditated upon, who alone is in the form of these three panktams. Panktatmakam prajapatim abhisampadyate. The katham panktam idam sarvam iti ataha aha. If you say that katham idam sarvam panktam, how can it be said, or how is it said that everything here, all that is here is panktam, fivefold? Iti aha, ityataha aha. If the question is there, therefore the answer is given. What is the answer? We have to see. That katham idam panktam, idam sarvam, and you put it in the proper close order. Idam sarvam panktam. Katham idam sarvam panktam iti uchyate ataha aha. What the answer is given here. Something very important. In this meditation, Pujasam is very particular about this. Attaining oneness with Hiranyagarbheshwara, what is it? Something very, people can have their own imagination. Becoming oneness with Hiranyagarbheshwara does not mean something merging or joining or becoming one, not like that. Whenever a person loses one's identity with the physical, even in sleep, without knowing, you are one with Hiranyagarbheshwara. In sleep, you do not have identity with the physical body. You do not even know you have a physical body. And your non-identity in deep sleep state is because of the total ignorance. But then you are Hiranyagarbheshwara. You're one with Ishwara. In sleep, you're one with Ishwara. Unfortunately, but you do not know that you are one with Ishwara. And here, of course, only in jnanam you will know how you are one with Ishwara. In sleep, you're one with Ishwara, not knowing you're one with Ishwara. But in meditation, what happens? In meditation, your whole total focus being placed on Ishwara in the form of panktams. A person loses one's identity with the physical body, remaining in meditation upon Ishwara to the extent of losing one's identity with physical body is being one with Hiranyagarbheshwara. Tena yajnena parikalpitena panktatmakam prajapatim abhisampadyate. Means, for long, because of the practice of meditation, the person's attention remains on the object of meditation. Naturally, the person will lose his identity with the physical body. So remaining without identity with physical body is what? Being one with Hiranyagarbheshwara. Prajapatim abhisampadyate. But after death, when a person travels and goes to Brahma, Hiranyagarbha Loka, Brahma Loka, then attains oneness with Hiranyagarbheshwara. There, the jnana, he attains jnanam. That is krama muktihi. So this attaining oneness with Hiranyagarbheshwara, I'll explain tomorrow. Okay? I'm going to stop now. I'll explain this tomorrow after completing the whole thing. The next sentence we'll see. Prithivi antariksham dyauhu dishah avantara dishah iti lokapantam. Earth, if you have seen already, prithivi antariksham dyauhu dishah avantara dishah iti lokapantam. How does earth, intermediate space, heaven, four main quarters and four intermediary quarters together constitute the first set of five members constituting lokapanktam. I'm sure I don't need to explain what is southwest, south, east, north, west. and southeast, northeast, southwest, northwest, etc. You know very well. Then Agnihi, Vayuhu, Adityaha, Chandramaha, Nakshatrani iti Devata Panktam. The next set of five members constituting Devata Panktam. What are they? Agnihi, Vayuhu, Adityaha, Chandramaha, Nakshatrani. So fire, air, sun, moon and stars constitute Devata Panktam. Apaha, Oshadhayaha, Vanaspatayaha, Akashaha, Atma iti Bhuta Panktam. Atmeti Virat Bhutadhikarat. Apaha, waters, Oshadhayaha, herbs, Vanaspatayaha, plants, you can say trees also. The Akashaha, space, Atma, Atma is Virat. Iti, these five members constitute, the third set of five members constitute Bhuta Panktam. Atma iti Virat Bhuta Adhikarat. The word Atma in this Panktam does not mean abstract formless reality, does not mean the mind. It is taken as Virat. Why? Bhuta Adhikarat. Adhikaraha here does mean what? Adhikaraha does not mean qualification here. The word Adhikaraha does not mean the power. The word Adhikaraha here means context. Bhuta Adhikarat. This word Atma is used in the context of the Bhutas. Bhutas mean what? Elements and elementals. Therefore, the word Atma is taken as Virat. Atma iti Virat Bhuta Adhikarat. Why it is not taken as abstract reality or mind? It is taken as Virat because it is used in the word, is word has come in the context of elements and elementals. Bhuta Adhikarat Atma iti Virat. Okay. So we have seen the three Panktams, three Samashti Panktams. Samashti Pankta Trayam we have seen, we understood. Iti Adibhutam, Iti Adibhutam, Iti Adiloka, Adidaivata, Panktadvaya Upalakshanartham. Loka Devata Panktayoho cha Abhihitatvat. See, iti adibhutam, Sankhya Bhagavatpada explains, iti adibhutam. Here is an expression, adibhutam. Iti adibhutam means what? Here is an expression, adibhutam. By the mention of this word, by the mention of this expression, adibhutam, what is it we should understand? Adiloka, adidaivata, panktadvaya, upalakshanartham. Adibhutam, you say, all the fivefold worlds, and also all the fivefold devatas, all of them should be included. All of them should be included here. Why? Because Upanishad herself has mentioned about both the fivefold worlds and fivefold devatas. Loka devata panktayoho cha abhihitatvat. As Upanishad herself has mentioned about both panktams, both panktams, what? Loka panktam and Devata panktam. Upanishad herself has talked about, mentioned about the fivefold worlds and fivefold devatas, that they have, all the worlds must be included. All devatas must be included. Therefore, this expression adhibhutam has been mentioned here. Ittadibhutam iti adhiloka adhidaivata panktadvaya upalakshanartham loka devata panktayohocha abhihitatvant. Okay, now comes the adi adhyatvam. Adhyatma panktatrayam or vyashti panktatrayam. Adibhuta panktatrayam is what? Samashti panktatrayam is equal to adibhuta panktatrayam. Now adhyatma panktatrayam is equal to vyashti panktatrayam. So let us see the next rest of the mantras tomorrow, Bhashyam tomorrow. Then I'll explain to you certain things here. Okay? Because we are not practicing the meditation, we need to just understand. Puja Swamiji used to say this. This Ishara Upasanam, Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, whether you're practicing or not, simply understanding the meditation discussed itself will help us see already how the Vyashti is non-separate from Samashtihi. Samashti is inclusive of the Vyashtihi. There's no thing called Vyashtihi at all which has independent existence. Understanding this fact itself will help us thin our ahankara. It means we are bringing more and more Ishvara into us. We see Ishvara being inclusive and pervasive of the us means. So we are losing our, the more we see Ishvara in Ishvara, the more we understand Ishvara, the less we see the individuality. The more and more and more we see Ishvara, the less and less we'll have individuality. It means gradually we are reducing the bloated ego into a thin and thinner and thinnest ahankara. Finally, it'd be easy to resolve the ahankara totally. It's a pre-preparation for contemplation and the ascertainment of the vision. Is there any questions here? We'll see tomorrow. Anyway, tomorrow after completing the section, it'll become much clearer. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Anyway, in these sections, we do not really get a lot because we're not allowed to practice these meditations. But Puja Swamiji always used to say, understanding even the mention of these meditations is enough. What has been mentioned has to be understood, whether we practice or not. Okay? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.